True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the most football talk in town, high school football, the 804 broadcast game of the week. We have college, home for the Hokies and the Hoos. We'll be joined by Bill Roth in 30 minutes for the Cowan Gates Hokies update, and the Washington Commanders in the NFL. Monday Night Football, 8:15, right here on 910 The Fan. 3 hours pregame, 3 hours postgame, and hopefully a victory Tuesday. Just heard the breaking news that no Jaden Daniels. Does that change your mind on Washington's ability to go to Kansas City and get the win? Phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. You're on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for
the phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
Jaden Daniels is out. Stop, I'm going to tell you right now. Marcus Mariota playing at starting quarterback for an injured Jaden Daniels does not change my mind at all on our ability to win this game. It was going to be next to impossible to win this game anyway. With Jaden Daniels not at 100% or Marcus Mariota at 100%, I think it's a wash. Because I just don't think Jaden would have been good enough to go out there and be better than Marcus Mariota. And so I'm fine with Marcus Mariota. It's going to be a very tough task. We've got to get healthy in terms of our wide receivers. And I don't know what you do defensively outside of just blitzing more. But this was going to be the hardest game on the schedule when the schedule came out. And it got a lot harder when Jaden Daniels got hurt. But now that we know he's out, rather than playing him at less than 100%, still, it doesn't change my mind on this game at all.
Well, my mind was always he wasn't going to play.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to change my mind when the decision has been made. I mean, there is a world where a healthy Jaden does everything,
yes,
which we've seen him do before. But I think with the game plan, now that we have a running game sometimes, I think Mariota has whatever chance there was.
Yeah, and Cliff Kingsbury has game planned for Marcus Mariota in the past. He will game plan for Marcus Mariota once again. And I'm not too worried that the offense will suck. I think the offense will be average. So let's see what our offense is scoring this season. It's not the same as last year, the 29 points per game. Man, that's a thing of the past. But we are averaging 25.7 points per game. I would say the offense with Marcus Mariota can score 23. I feel pretty confident they can score 23. The Chiefs are scoring 27 points per game. They are sixth in passing yards. They also have been really good at running the ball. Pacheco and Kareem Hunt, they are 12th in rushing yards. And their defense is third in the NFL at just giving up 17 points per game. Their defense has kept them in ball games. And obviously it's skewed by the last two. They only gave up 17 to the Lions. Really good offense. then they blanked the Raiders. So that certainly helped their average. But this is an above-average defense and an offense that can burn you through the air and through the ground. It's just a Herculean task for Washington. And, oh yeah, they're at home in their house where they already took two losses this season. I don't think they're going to take another one. It's just going to be very difficult for Washington. There's so many things that would need to go right. Kansas City would have to have way more penalties than Washington. Washington would have to win the turnover battle. Washington would have to be better than the Chiefs in the red zone. And we're going to need some crazy either trick play or special teams play or explosive play that changes the momentum, because the momentum will flip multiple times. Even if Washington gets off to a good start, Kansas City at some point will turn it on and they'll get going. And then we need like a Luke McCaffrey touchdown return or a Jalen Lane punt return or something weird where a strip sack from Patrick Mahomes and Von Miller picks it up and returns it to the touchdown. We need something wacky to happen to win this game.
The game plan to win is the game plan against the Chargers, which they lose. Penalties on the most important plays,
yeah.
A forced fumble and an interception.
That is the positive right there, is that we went to L.A. and we beat the Chargers because they made mistakes. L.A. beat the Kansas City Chiefs. So if L.A. can beat the Chiefs and we beat L.A., we can certainly beat the Chiefs, but we need the same things to happen where the Chargers had two red zone drives end in turnovers.
Yeah.
One where they missed on fourth down, one where he threw an interception. And then what did we get? Did we get like an explosive play from Jalen Lane in that one? Was that the 90-yard punt return? That might have been against the Raiders. We had some really crazy play in that one. Oh, it was Jaden to Luke McCaffrey right before
right.
the half.
Yeah.
Where it was... they should have had a punt return for a touchdown, and on the first play, we threw a 55-yard bomb. That's the wackiness that needs to happen for Washington to get the win.
We need to play neutral, and they need to play bad.
Yeah. We need to play two grade levels ahead of them. We need to have an A game, they need to have a C game. If we're going to have a B game, they need to have a D game. If we have a C game, they need to fail completely. And it's hard for me to see that happening to an Andy Reid coach team. Because that very rarely happens to an Andy Reid coach team. His team's almost always in it. And in the past, they would be in it till the end and then they'd win it. 17 straight games that they won that it was 6 points or less. 17 straight. So he has shown, if it's close, they're going to find a way to win. The only way to beat them is if it's not close. Problem is, they don't ever get blown out. It's going to be so hard for Washington here to get a victory over Kansas City. I mean, like, think about their loss. They lost to the Eagles, and they played horrible in that game. 20-17. The Jags, it felt like Mahomes had 100 mistakes in that game, and they let Trevor Lawrence go off. They lost 31-28. They don't get blown out. It doesn't happen. So we're going to have no mistakes, no big mistakes. We're going to have to be mentally tough. And we're going to have to play for a full four quarters. None of this slow start in the first quarter. That can't happen in Kansas City. And then none of this would happen last year at times where we had a really good half then blanked in the third quarter. We need to have at least 1 point drive, all right, points on the board drive every quarter. And more of those red zone drives need to be 6 points than three. It's going to be very, very difficult for Washington to get the win. And it's going to be hard for me to come up with keys to victory and to find a scenario in which we win the game. But my mind has not changed about Washington's chances, whether it was Jaden Daniels at 75% or Marcus Mariota at 100%. I never thought it was likely he would get back to 100%, and now he's ruled out, and I'm fine with that. And now we know, and the coaches know, we can game plan for Marcus Mariota to try to get our season back on track. Because one big road victory could change everything. The problem is, things seem to be spiraling out of control with a two-game losing streak. Can they get it back on track? I said earlier this week, this could be a locker room victory. Guys like Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, Laremy Tunsil, with 8 to 10 years of NFL experience, those guys need to be the difference makers. Those guys need to be firing people up and motivating their teammates to go out and change the course of history, change this season with a Monday night win. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So Washington is the Monday night game. It's the only Monday night game. There's Thursday night football. There's primetime on Sunday and a full Sunday slate. We'll go through the best NFL games of the weekend on NFL Hits when we return on The Fan.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. If you missed any of today's show, you can rewind by downloading the app for free anywhere you get your apps at AUDACY. The big news, breaking news for me in Rappaport, Jaden Daniels is out Monday night against the Chiefs. Marcus Mariota will get the start, as it has been reported that Jaden suffered a low-grade hamstring strain. Now, Dan Quinn did say that Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel trending towards being able to practice this week. So Marcus Mariota might have not a full complement of receivers because Noah Brown's still out, but much better than anything Jaden had to work with over the last few weeks. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. It's time to go around the National Football League with NFL Hits.
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL. NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
All right, so at this time, we go through the full NFL schedule and give out the 3-star, 2-star, 1-star, and the dud NFL game of the week. But I did want to bring up the playoff picture, because as we said, Washington is out of the playoffs if they started today. Makes sense, 3-4. So are the 4-2 Chicago Bears, 4-3 Carolina Panthers, and the 3-3-1 Dallas Cowboys. In the AFC, Kansas City's out at 4-3. Bengals are out at 3-4. Houston's out at 2-4. 4-3. So above 500 currently gets you a playoff spot in the AFC. Not the case in the NFC, which I guess has been a closer conference so far this season. Thursday night football, Stubby. Was that a 2-star game? What do you think?
Let's see here.
Vikings at the Chargers.
Still wincing?
He's still wincing.
That's a 1 for me then.
All right. That's fine. I don't like him at all. Dolphins, Falcons, that's a dud of a game right there. Jets, Bengals is a dud of a game right there. Not a drum roll game. It's a dud of a game. Browns, Patriots, it's a one-star game for me. Giants, Eagles, that's actually a three-star game for me.
I agree.
Now, I said this before, I'm going to say it again. I have been given some information by Rob Hoffman that really does make me cringe. The Giants are at the Eagles. The Giants have not beaten Philly in Philly since 2013. That's 11 straight years the Giants have lost this game. 12 games because they also lost a playoff game there in January of 2023. So the Eagles trending towards winning that game and having another big lead in the division.
So that, does that go back to Manning?
Yeah. Yeah. Bills, Panthers. I mean, that's one star. The fact that Carolina is better than Washington is eating me up. Bears, Ravens. Two-star game. 49ers, Texans. One star. Bucks, Saints. Dud. Cowboys, Broncos. Three-star game.
I would agree.
Super excited for that one. Jerry's World. The Cowboys. At the Broncos. Jerry Jones, the gambler and his Cowboys, when they are in Mile High to face off against the Broncos. Well, they haven't won that game since 1995. The Broncos have won their last seven games against Dallas. Again, it's trending towards the Eagles getting another game on everybody. And Commanders at the Chiefs, the Washington franchise under the name Redskins, football team. How many times do we change it? Football team and Commanders. There's only been three changes. Have beaten the Chiefs once in 11 tries since the NFL-AFL merger. They have never won in Kansas City five times. Five tries, five losses. The one home win came in 1983. The Chiefs are on an eight-game winning streak against the Commanders. And I had a listener point it out to me. The last time Washington faced Kansas City, I believe it was 30-3 at the half. 30-3 at the half. The Eagles could pick up a game on everyone in the division.
What year
was that? It's cringeworthy. Packers, Steelers. That's a three-star game. It's a three-star game right there. Titans, Colts is my survivor lock. I'm rolling with Daniel Jones and the Colts. And then Commanders, Chiefs is, it's three-star because of it's us. But yeah, it might get ugly around 10 p.m. on Monday night. You've been listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Jeremy and Stubb, do you have a game of the week? Do you have a three-star game that you think is absolutely worth watching?
I think the Giants-Philly game has a little bit of juice to it, just because the way that it went Thursday night between the two of them.
Yeah.
They want their revenge, and also, like we went through here, if the Eagles win this one, the division feels like it's almost in hand.
Yeah, I mean, so many things had to go right for the Giants. Of course, they won on Thursday night against the Eagles. It's the only time they could ever win a divisional game is let it be Thursday night wackiness. But, yeah, I love Philly minus 7.5. I love that.
I think I'm going to take Dallas at Denver for my game of the week right now.
Really? Do I need to remind you? It's been since 1995.
I agree. But, like, Dak Prescott is playing at an MVP level with CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. And that Broncos comeback was incredible.
But this is so Dallas, because this happens every year. They get high, their fan base thinks they're going to the Super Bowl, and then they come crashing back down, and they come back down like they're an asteroid hitting Earth. They come down so hard and so fast, and this would be so Cowboys to have George Pickens locked up, to have CeeDee Lamb.
I mean, it's a good defense.
Not get out. Like, this is the best defense in football.
Surtain can stop either one of them. Did you hear about that Max Crosby rumor?
I did. Philly wants him. Dallas wants him. Washington can't have him. Denver, I think, is going to really expose that the Cowboys are not as good offensively as everyone thinks they are. Because the Denver Broncos will do one thing right. They will shut down Javonte Williams and make Dak throw it 45 times to win. And I think he'll throw into some mistakes.
I mean, that defense let the Giants put 32 on him.
Well, yeah, but who won the game? Because it mattered most? The Broncos did. They got the stops when it mattered most. And as good as the Giants were in that game, the Broncos defense held them to 6 of 15 on third down. That is awful. That's like 38% right there. I mean, It's not going to win you very many games. And a key turnover helped Denver come back. I'm going to pick Denver to win. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on The Fan. From the NFL to the college ranks, we'll talk a little University Drive and bring on Bill Roth for the Cowan Gates Hokies update on The Fan. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM here on a Wednesday, October 22nd, just after 1:30. Anytime you hear Enter Sandman, it's time to talk Hokies. Joining us right now for the Hokies, Cowan Gates Hokies update, it is Bill Roth. What's up, Bill?
Good afternoon from a very sunny Blacksburg, Virginia. I'm guessing it's also sunny down there in Richmond. Fill me in.
It is. It's a great day here. And I wanted to start with the ACC, standing for Always Chaos Conference.
Yeah. Where do we begin?
I think we start with Miami-Louisville. Does that change your thought on Miami being a playoff team?
No. You know, I think that Miami is always good for one of those a year, right?
Yeah.
And we talked last – do you remember when we visited last week? I said, you know, Jeff Brohm, they are very, very well coached. And he's had very good luck against top five teams.
Yeah.
At Louisville. And they're really well coached. They got some nice players. And, you know, Miami – last year it was Georgia Tech, right? They always seem to have a game that they mess up. We'll see how they respond. But – no, I mean, at this point, Miami's going to need some help, right? Georgia Tech and SMU and UVA. I mean, they kind of control their own destinies, and now Miami's going to need some help to win our league. But I do think that Miami at this point, if the playoffs were to start today, I think Miami would get in.
Yeah, and then the ACC would get two, maybe a third team in.
Well, that's what happened last year. You know, I think one of the real they're the radar teams in our league again this year is SMU. They've not lost a conference game.
Right.
Since joining the league, they're playing at Wake on Saturday. And Rhett Lashley's a really, really smart, underrated coach. You know, when I was doing all those ESPN TV games, I did two or three games when Rhett was at Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And then I did a couple of games and he was their offensive coordinator. And so the way that works is you go in and you have these meetings. And I got to meet him and talk with him two or three times. And then he went to Miami and had a chance to visit with him there. I did an Auburn game, I guess, right? And he was there for that. And so when he got that SMU job as a head coach, I thought, to be honest, I thought when Miami had Manny Diaz as head coach and Rhett was on that staff, that Miami was going to be great. I thought that was their best coaching staff because they had gone through a whole bunch of coaches, right? From Coach Golden and Randy Shannon was in there. You know, they had a bunch of coaching changes at Miami Hurricanes. Mm-hmm. And I thought, man, Manny Diaz and this staff is really good. And they won, but not enough, right? And they wanted Cristobal from Oregon, and they paid a lot of money and they got him. And now Manny's winning at Duke. And Rhett's winning in Dallas at SMU, right? So that they those are really good coaches, and I think SMU's under the radar. Do not count out SMU.
Yeah, no, great stuff there. And speaking of Manny Diaz, I'll tell you this, Bill. I've had numerous Virginia Tech fans reach out to me and tell me they love Manny Diaz.
I know Manny really well. First of all, for those that don't know, Manny Diaz didn't play or coach. Initially, that wasn't his thing. He was a production assistant at ESPN. Mm. Manny Diaz wanted to be a sportscaster. And Manny Diaz got one of those highly coveted production assistant jobs at ESPN in Bristol. And he was editing highlights, getting stuff ready for Charlie Steiner and Dan Patrick on SportsCenter. That's what he was doing. And he wanted to get back into coaching. And he basically was the one guy in the room that knew how to work a VCR at Florida State with Chuck Amato as an assistant down there. And that's how he got into it. But otherwise, Manny Diaz would be a producer or a director or a talent on the air at ESPN. But he went back to Tallahassee. Chuck Amato brought him in as a GA. You know, coaches at that point didn't know how to work a VCR. Right now, everything is done on a laptop and they can figure out video. But back when Manny first started... And it's interesting, isn't it, how people get into coaching, right? Isn't that how Eric Spoelstra with the Heat got into it?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he knew how to run the VCR. and then you learn how to coach and recruit and relate to kids and motivate players. And Manny's doing a great job at Duke. Don't count them out either.
Absolutely. Friday night lights. Before we preview this game, let me just say, I think the ACC on Friday nights has been terrific. I was at the UVA game, like we talked about. I watched the Louisville game. When it came out and was announced they were going to do Friday night games, I didn't think it was the greatest idea, but I think it has been terrific football and awesome for the conference.
Well, I don't particularly like it because it goes up against high school football. So right. I'll come on the record and say that. And I don't think any coach would...
That's why I didn't like it at first, for those exact reasons.
And it does take away, because, you know, anyone who's involved in high school football, whether your kid or your nephew is playing, or your daughter's in the band or a cheerleader, I mean, those $5 or $10 tickets, that pays a lot, right? And the bake sales and the community gets together, and it's so uniquely American. We could talk an hour about that. But, you know, when Thursday nights back at the day, when ESPN started doing the Thursday night game, that was huge. And then the NFL saw, wow, that's a great window. Let's take it. And the NFL is dominating the Thursday night now. So that it moved it to Friday. And the games have been really good. I will say this. You know, even last year, you'll recall the Virginia Tech-Miami game was on a Friday night down at Hard Rock. And you can do the doubleheader, which is what they did last week. Remember, Cal and California?
Oh, I stayed up for that one, too.
And the Tar Heels played the late game, a 10:30 kick, which is brutal for the visiting team trying to fly home on a red eye after the game. Yeah. But... Because they're, I mean, that's a tough travel when you're landing at 7 or 8 or 9 in the morning then on a Sunday after a road football game, the games have been really good. Remember when the Pac-12? It always seemed like between 1 and 1:30 in the morning there was always something amazing happening in the Pac-12.
Right.
And now it's happening in our league.
Yeah. No, it's been really cool. So let's get to it. Friday night from Lane Stadium in Blacksburg, Virginia. Hosting a Cal team that's played solid this year, 5-2 and 2-1 in the ACC.
You know, they're really good, because coming into the year, we didn't know what Justin Wilcox's situation would be as their coordinator. For those that don't know, he was a really successful defensive coordinator at Tennessee and at Washington, and he was at USC with the Trojans. He was at Wisconsin and got a finally head coaching job, and he's been there for, this is his 9th year. They brought in Ron Rivera to be the GM. We didn't know what was going to be the deal. He brought in 6 new coaches on his staff, including Brian Harsin, who was the former head coach at Auburn and Boise. But that was just one of 6 new assistant coaches for this season, and a true freshman quarterback.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, Jaron Kiave, ready? Sangapolatele is 5-2. And in his first 7 games as a collegian, he's thrown for 200 yards in every game. That doesn't happen very often. He's a big, tall kid. He's Hawaiian. He's a lefty. He's got a gunslinger's mentality, and they're winning. It's kind of a last-gasp effort for Justin Wilcox. And all of a sudden, Cal's sitting there at 5-2, and they're 2-1 in the league. I really like the quarterback. You know, he's the first true freshman quarterback to start at Cal since Goff.
Mm.
And, you know, they've had good quarterbacks there, whether it's, you know, Jared Goff or Aaron Rodgers or right. Steve Bartkowski. I mean, Cal's had kind of a Joe Cap, right? And so now is Sangapulatele, is he the next one? Well, he's only a freshman, and he started at Oregon. So, you know, he was recruited to play at Oregon, transferred down from Oregon to Cal, and his numbers are pretty good. And now they do dink and dunk it a lot. They throw a lot of short passes, and so that's going to be challenging for our guys. And then the other thing is the Hokies, they got to run the ball again. They got to get – I think Stewart – I talked with Coach Montgomery about an hour ago. We had a meeting in his office. Terrian Stewart, they think, is as healthy as his shoulder's been banged up. The open date really helped him. But, you know, Stewart's averaging like 8 yards a carry. Hawkins is over 6 yards a carry. Drones is a threat in the running game. They're all 230 to 250 pounds, right? They're big dudes. It's time to pound Cal a little bit here on a Friday night, and that's what the Hokies are going to have to do.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking for a solid defensive performance.
Well, they didn't stop the run at Georgia Tech, and I think that was really disheartening, because they had done a great job. If you go back even to the Wofford game, they had negative yardage. And then they went down to NC State, and NC State couldn't run the ball on them. And they did a decent job with Wake, even though they lost the game. But, boy, Georgia Tech, and this goes back to Georgia Tech's investment in offensive linemen and Georgia Tech's mentality with an O-line head coach. That's what Georgia Tech wants to do. They want to smash and mash. And they got us. They got us in Atlanta. So now we'll see how our guys respond after a week off, playing at home. Cal has never been at Lane Stadium. We've only played them once, and that was in Phoenix 20 years ago, 22 years ago. Rodgers was the quarterback that night, by the way, for them. And Cal won the game in Phoenix. It was a bowl game, 52-49. I'll never forget it. Hokies took the lead late, and then Aaron Rodgers brought Cal down, and they got us on a last-second field goal. And then Rodgers did that for a whole bunch of years in the NFL, and he's still doing it.
Yeah.
But as a college kid, Aaron Rodgers got us. So I'm really curious to see how the Hokies will respond. We're going to play so many young kids in the secondary again. They're playing hard, but they're really inexperienced. And the one thing that Cal does have, you know, Harsin's a really good play caller. I know it didn't work out for him at Auburn as a head coach, but he's a very, very good play caller. And anyone that watched Boise State Broncos knows what he's about. And they're clever. They're tricky. They kind of have a, you know, Boise never seemed to have better players than a lot of people that they beat, but they would win the game, right?
Yeah.
And so it's because Harsin's a really good play caller. So that's going to be a real – that's kind of like in the weeds, the game within the game. Brian Harsin calling plays, Sam Sefkus, and a bunch of young corners and defensive players for Virginia Tech defending it.
Bill, always appreciate it, man. Thanks so much.
Talk with you guys. We're on the air Friday night at 5:30 here on The Fan, and the kick is it's 7:30.
Absolutely. That's Bill Roth. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. It's time for Crosstalk on The Fan.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on The Fan.
Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
All right, we bring on Mr. Positivity himself, Michael Phillips, the host of MP on the Mic. What's up, Michael?
I think they can win Monday. I think they can win.
Yeah, tell me how.
They can win by controlling the ground game. I think they've misused their running backs a little bit. I think they'll get back to a good rotation of Chris Rodriguez pounding the ball, of Jeremy McNichols on the catch and run, and then mixing in some Bill when you've got the opportunity to do some holds. I think Debo comes back. I think Debo stretches the field. And I think Marcus Mariota is a good NFL quarterback. I don't think he's a starter in the NFL, but I love having him as the backup. He always provides competent quarterback play when you need it. And then I don't know how the defense is going to get there. That's the part where this kind of breaks down a bit. It starts with benching Marshawn Lattimore. It starts with getting better team performances out of everybody. I think right now the whole is less than the part somehow. I think you got to bring back these guys' individual talents and use them better.
Yeah, Von Miller talked about that on the Junkies. Like, I don't think we need to simplify things. We just got to get back to doing what we do. And Dan Quinn has the standard that includes no missed tackles, right? That's one spot. No penalties. That's another spot there. But I'm with you on Mariota. I said it didn't change my mind when we heard Jaden would be out because I knew he would not be at 100%, and Marcus Mariota will be. So I think they can score 23 points with Mariota, maybe 27, at the most 30. Can the defense get off the field, though?
Yeah, that's the question, right, against the Chiefs team that was rolling against the Raiders. That said, Chiefs haven't been that good all year. That was a bit of an aberration. I would expect them to take a little bit of a step back.
You didn't see the Lions game the week before? They're so back, Michael.
Everybody keeps saying that. I mean, the guy who beats the Commanders is usually the tight end. Kelsey's not back. Obviously Rice is back. You're going to have to find somebody to cover him. That's going to be the big issue. But if you can get him contained deep, I think you can beat this team at the point of attack.
I mean, tell me more. I like the positivity.
If Mahomes can stretch the field, it's going to be a long night. They're going to lose by a billion, or they're going to lose by 50 and Jeff Driscoll's coming in. Like, if Mahomes can stretch the field, none of what I say matters at all. If you can find a way to contain Rice, you saw this early in the season. The other receivers may be worthy, but the other receivers are not as threatening, not as good. Hollywood Brown is not the guy we all thought he'd be coming into the league. This is not a team of receivers who are playmakers. This is a quarterback playmaker. And I love Daron Payne, and I like what Javon Kinlaw has done so far. If they can move Mahomes around, make him uncomfortable, I don't think this is a group of receivers, again, outside of Rice, who are going to be able to win the game for Mahomes on the run.
I see what you're saying there. I don't see how Washington makes Kansas City one-dimensional. That is what they've been sneaky good at this year. They're 12th in rushing yards, and we couldn't stop anybody on the ground the last couple of weeks here. And Dorrance Armstrong was by far our best defensive player, and he's now out.
Yeah, Dorrance Armstrong's loss is going to hurt them. You got to find a way to get Sanders still playing at his best. He hasn't been this year. He's missed some opportunities. You got to get him some opportunities and then get him to cash in on those opportunities. I'm as surprised by anybody. We all talked about, will Jaden have a sophomore slump? I don't remember talking about, will Mikey Sanders still have a sophomore slump? It does seem he's had a bit of one so far, and I think part of that is just the whole team's been bad. But if you can get him rolling, get Amos into some big play situations, I do like the talent. I just don't like the results so far.
Michael Phillips with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Let's open up the curtains, all right? Let's go inside radio here, Michael. I told Stubb that you picked the Commanders to win, and he said, well, that's just good radio. Do you really believe that Washington will win this game?
When was the last time I did radio just to do good radio? I don't do radio to do good radio. Like, if I were better at this, I would do good radio and do hot takes all the time. And Linnell and I would have a show, and then we'd just try to out hot take each other for a while, and it'd be a ton of fun. I don't do that. I genuinely believe this team's not as bad as everybody thinks they are right now, and the Chiefs aren't as good as everybody thinks they are right now. And those two things could collide on Monday night in Kansas City. I think they can win this game.
They could collide. Here's what I've been saying, and let me catch you up. It's worth $200 of my personal dollars for Washington to win this game. Like, I would emotionally hedge, and I'm willing to put $200 on Kansas City to win. That's how much it would mean to me to win.
On the money line, you're not going to get a lot back on that.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And if Washington wins, you can burn that $200. Burn it.
Sure.
Because that's how much it means to me.
No, this would be the complete redemption for what happened in Dallas last week. Obviously, there's still the Cowboys factor, so that's not great. But everything beyond that, this would redeem it. This would get you back to 500. This would get you back in a let's talk about the playoffs mindset legitimately. That said, I've laid out how this could go wrong, right? You know, if the secondary doesn't do its part, if Rice gets open, it's over. It's going to be a long day. If Dan Quinn, defensive genius, Legion of Boom Dan Quinn, if he can figure it out, they have a chance. And look, it's a referendum on Dan Quinn in a lot of ways because he is a defensive guy, right? Can he figure out how to put these pieces in the right place? He doesn't have the best pieces. I'm not going to front with you on that. I think he wishes he had different pieces. He is here because he's really good at defense. You've got 8 days. Figure out how to make these guys really good on defense.
Right. And they can maybe hold the Chiefs to 27 points. I don't think that's going to be enough to win. Convince me you're Nostradamus. Because I feel like I already see this game playing out. And it's going to get ugly by 10 p.m. And I'm going to end up opening up my fridge and having 4 or 5 Coors Lights and doing a Hangover Tuesday show because my boys are going to get embarrassed because we're not going to stop the run. And then Mahomes is going to do some kind of trick play, Mahomes magic, where a snap goes 20 yards over his head and he still gets a positive play. Mariota will probably throw another pick six. Bill will fumble. I see this getting ugly, Michael.
All right, I'll put a 6-pack on with you that it's a 1-score game at halftime.
All right, now you got me up to 11. Keep talking.
We'll at least get you to Boomer's fastest 3 minutes in sports. I can't help you beyond that. I think these guys hang for a bit. I think there's too much on the line for Dan Quinn to not bring his absolute A game to this one.
Yeah, Jeremy is on your side here, but I told him earlier this week, I would rather they get blown out than do what we all know is going to happen, which is, all right, maybe it's a 1-score game in the fourth quarter. The Chiefs win 1-score games. Patrick Mahomes will drive down the field, Harrison Butker will hit a game-winning field goal, and I'll be up till 3 a.m. watching Scott Van Pelt because I just can't get over it.
Well, wait, you would rather have a blowout loss than a 1-score loss?
At this point, yeah, because I think the season's over. I think it's so cooked, Michael. I think we're screwed. I think you're turning on Dan Quinn. I think everybody's starting to turn on Dan Quinn. Feels like the beginning of the end is happening right now. I don't see the train getting back on the tracks.
Buddy, I turned on Dan Quinn during the Live from Training Camp show. I turned on Dan Quinn when he was sitting at the American Airlines counter, hadn't even been offered the job yet. Nobody turned on Dan Quinn faster than me. So I would like to point out I'm the OG of turning on Dan Quinn. Don't you dare accuse me of being a bandwagoner turn on Dan Quinn guy. I said from the beginning you hire an offensive coach. That's all. But this game, if you can keep it within 1 score, you can make a legitimate case this could be a playoff team. Not a Super Bowl team, but a playoff team. If they get blown out, you're rebuilding for next year for 8 weeks? That is a long slog, buddy.
Oh, it's not going to be fun. It's not going to be fun, Michael. I've lived through it my entire life. I just think you're giving the people of Richmond false hope that Washington is going to go into the, what are they now, 5-time AFC champions into their building with a backup quarterback, and we don't even know which of our 3 wide receivers are going to be available, and win this game? Like, all right, call for a moral victory. Why don't you?
I'm prepared to do a moral victory Monday if they lose on a Harrison Butker walk-off. I really am.
Ugh, that does nothing for me. That does nothing.
Moral victory Tuesday.
Ugh, yeah. No,
Are you betting spread or money line?
Money line. I'm burning the $200. That's what I'm burning. Yeah. It'll probably be 200 to get back like 240 at the most. Because everybody's going to pick Kansas City.
I respect your take, though, that it's win or nothing. Like, I don't agree with that, but you are a hardcore fan, and I respect that.
Yeah. Doc Walker told me I bleed burgundy. Never felt so good.
Doc's the man. I love Doc. Look, this is an opportunity. They don't have many more of these opportunities to make a statement win. You're going to Madrid. You're going to play Miami. They'll beat Miami. Seattle, Seattle's good. It's a winnable game at home. Seattle's good. This is a statement opportunity. Next one may be when you play the Eagles.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not expecting much of a statement, except for one that comes out Tuesday morning. We have fired Joe Witt Jr. that's the statement I'll be looking for.
Ugh. I just think he's running DQ's defense. This isn't like when Ron Rivera had Jack Del Rio and it was Jack's schemes. I think these are DQ schemes. I think he owns this.
Yeah, well, that's not great to hear. That's Michael Phillips, MP on the mic. 10 to noon. I'm AWOD. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.